putting, you know, a good chunk of that lead just at the free throw line there. No free throws attempted by the Grizzlies, but, you know, a lot of times when you hear that stat, I know as a former official, sometimes you'd see, you know, coaches be like, look at the foul count, look at the foul count. But really what it comes down to is Colorado School of Mines able to get the ball down in the paint, and not so much like your standard, you know, post up, feed it inside out kind of game, but or outside in where they're doing the post feed, kind of doing a dribble drive set, and they were able to, like Van Sickle and some of those other ones, were able to knock down some threes. Grizzlies started cheating out on that, and as they did, they're able to go and get it inside, getting those looks inside the paint. And when you get your looks going to the basket, going to the hole, you're gonna draw fouls and get to the free throw line, and that's kind of the case with what happened here. And again, that's just coming from Mines being dominant inside there. And then, you know, finally, just, you know, shooting wise, Adam State 9 for 26, so shooting 34% from the field, and 5 for 15 from the 3-point line. See if they're able to fix that. They had a pretty good rhythm going in the first half, but in the second half, it seemed like the Grizzlies got a little bit out of the rhythm. Some of the kind of forcing some of the shots. Like sometimes, you know, when you step into it, it looks like they're just kind of forcing it a little bit. Some of that's the shot clock and the defense being played by Colorado School of Mines as well. But we'll see if they're able to get a little bit of offensive rhythm going into that as well. And then just on the defensive side, you know, Mines, and that comes off of turnovers, that comes off of those long rebounds, able to get in rhythm offensively as they're shooting, not red hot, but 12 for 29 from the field, so shooting 42%, and 4 for 11 from the three-point line. We've got about 10 minutes before we tip this one off, so we'll hear from some of our sponsors here. We're going to take a quick break, but don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Adams State University, KSPK.
The Cat is back in the valley. Outdoor Depot in South Fork is proud to announce they are the new Arctic Cat dealer for the San Luis Valley. Arctic Cat ATV, snowmobiles, and side-by-sides will soon be available to suit your every need. Arctic Cat offers machines for all skill levels, beginner to pro, so you can get whatever fits your sports needs. Stop by Outdoor Depot, located at 168 Four Seasons Drive in South Fork, or call us at 719-873-1060 to check our inventory. That's 719-873-1060. Outdoor Depot, bringing the Cat back to the valley to fuel your adrenaline needs.
Hi, this is Jasmine Daniels from Daniels Towing and Auto Repair. Are you looking for honest quality auto repairs? We do it all. Brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, clutches, tires too. And of course, towing. Come see us at Daniels Towing, 359 East 5th Street, Walsenburg, or call us at 738-3310. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take it from Jasmine. For all your auto repairs and towing needs, contact Daniels Towing, 719-738-3310.
Cut the cord. Dump the dish. How much do you pay for cable or satellite TV each month? $100, $150, $200, $250, or even more? Let me guess, you think that's crazy. But you ask yourself, what other choice do I have, right? Did you know that cable and satellite companies have been lying to you for years? There is a free alternative to cable and satellite, and all you need is an antenna. And you don't even have to pay to get your local channels. That's right, they're free. Many areas have 10, 20, 30 or more channels available, all in HD quality, all for free. What are you waiting for? Cut the cord. Dump the dish. Go to AntennaWeb.org and click the button that says, click here to start. Enter your zip code or address to see what channels are available where you live and what antenna you need to watch them. That's AntennaWeb.org. Get free TV for just the cost of an antenna. No recurring fees, no monthly billing. Free. AntennaWeb.org.
More Grizzly action on KSPK.
And welcome back here to Adams State University. It's halftime. The Ore Diggers lead it by the score of 39-23. Just going to do a quick scoring breakdown real quick. First, for the visiting Colorado School of Mines Ore Diggers, Holter with 7, Pinto with 11, Van Sickle with 3, Stanton with 2, Stefik with 3, Stock with 7, Herrera with 2, Howery with 2, Nichols and Baum each with one apiece for them. So pretty well-rounded scoring there for the Ore Diggers. For the Grizzlies, four for Gutierrez. Nagiak with three, Bell with four, McClure with six, and Ruiz with six. Rounding out the scoring for them. Got about 6.5 minutes before we tip this one off, but we're going to take a quick break and hear from our awesome sponsors. And we'll be right back, but don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
Southern Colorado has a new solution for substance use. Health Solutions MARC programs in Trinidad and Pueblo offer Suboxone and Vivitrol treatment to assist with alcohol, prescription medication, and heroin dependency. The Pueblo location also offers methadone. Both of our MARC locations offer convenient hours and free breakfast and lunch for those in our care. To get started, visit one of our locations or call us today. Hope, health, together. Health Solutions. In Pueblo, call 719-423-1500. In Trinidad, call 719-631-3370.
Geared Up Auto Care, 421 North Grand in Pueblo, is your locally owned full-service repair shop. They have over 25 years of professional automotive experience. Geared Up Auto Care is a family-owned and operated business that you can really trust for all of your automotive needs. Geared Up specializes in brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, oil changes, tune-ups, just about everything your dealership can do, but with friendly, personalized service. Their team of skilled technicians will find and repair any and all problems with your vehicle quickly and efficiently. They also handle all the needed maintenance on your vehicle as well. So next time you need auto repair, come to Geared Up Auto Care, 421 North Grand in Pueblo, or call 719-225-8560. Geared Up offers a shuttle service to get you to work or wherever you need to be while your vehicle is repaired. Remember, Geared Up Auto Repair, 719-225-8560.
San Luis Valley Health is now scheduling patients 70 and older for COVID-19 vaccines. Call 719-587-1355 to schedule an appointment. Please leave your name and phone number in the event that you are prompted to leave a message, and our staff will return your call. Patients should plan to get their first and second vaccination dose from the same location and provider. For more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, please visit our website at sanluisvalleyhealth.org or call 587-1355.
The snow is falling in the mountains, and you know what that means. That it's time to visit Mark's Outdoor Sports in Alamosa to pick out or order your new Polaris snowmobile or timber sled kit. For a limited time only at Mark's Outdoor Sports, you can get select Polaris snowmobiles with 0% financing for 48 months or rebates up to $1,750. Talk about a great deal for the holidays. Or if motorcycles are more your thing, but you don't want to give them up for the winter. Mark's Outdoor Sports is offering financing as low as 4.99% for 48 months. Or up to $750 in rebates on select timber sled kits. Demand is high right now, so if we don't have what you want on the floor, we would be happy to order in for you. Come on in and see us at Mark's Outdoor Sports, where we can fuel all your adrenaline needs. Visit our website at www.marksoutdoorsports.biz. Call us at 719-589-2774 or toll free at 888-666-2757. Email us at sales@marksoutdoorsports.biz or stop on by at 235 Craft Drive in Alamosa. Mark's Outdoor Sports. We don't just sell equipment, we sell excitement.
Does your vehicle have a warranty? Probably not. Trade it today at Spradley Family Dealerships for a new pre-owned vehicle that comes with a no-cost, 100,000-mile warranty. Spradley's pre-owned vehicles are certified. When you purchase a pre-owned vehicle, it's protected with a warranty. Spradley has your back with a no-cost, 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles at Spradley Ford Lincoln and Spradley Chevy Hyundai Kia in Pueblo or at Spradley.com.
Adam State lives on KSPK.
And welcome back to Adam State University. This is TJ Blackhurst here. It is halftime. Grizzlies trailed by 16. They were down just two going in after the first quarter, but then the Ore Diggers went on a 14-0 run and basically did that just with playing some really solid defense. You'd think with the size and stuff like that they'd pack it in, but basically they're playing them just about that half court area there. They're chasing all the way out near mid court, putting a lot of pressure on them and basically putting so much pressure on the guards that the Grizzlies not really able to get many things going inside. So Looking to the second half there. Grizzlies trail by 16. So it's one of those ones you're using a lot of cliches here, but you're not going to get that back all in one play. You just got to play one possession at a time on the defensive end. Grizzlies definitely got to emphasize getting rebounds. They can't give up any more offensive rebounds as they're just getting killed on the boards. 22 to 11. Rather on the rebounding side of things. So definitely have to do a good job of that. And then offensively, defensively, you just got to work to get stops, make them take some difficult shots. But more importantly than that, it has to be one and done. They can't afford to give up any of those second shots. Offensively, I think the big thing there is just not to force it. They have to be able to handle that pressure. But when they do it, they just got to keep making some of the simple plays, not try to overdo it. Don't force it inside if it's not there. But see if they can get some drives. See if they can get some of those when they're able to break through that that initial pressure there. Again, trailing by 16, it's just one of those ones where just got to kind of stop and execute. And I think if you're looking for positives on this, shooting 34%, you've got with all the firepower that the Grizzlies have. You've got to think that that's going to turn around for them. That percentage is going to go up. You just got to keep grinding, got to keep working. As far as what they're coming back with there, the Grizzlies going with Nagiak, Demps, Gutierrez, Harris, and Elena Watson. And Grizzlies will start, so Nagiak has it. She'll bring it across the midline. On that left side, they're looking for Harris at the high post. Harris catches. And good job by her as she, curled, but then had that knocked from behind. And going to be a jump ball is a call there as Stefik kind of poked it out of there. And on the alternating possession, that's going to go back to the Ore Diggers. A little bit of full court pressure by the Grizzlies out. They'll send Nagiak all the way up on Liz Holter. Gets it to the right side, though, with Stefik. Stefik goes back to Van Sickle. Van Sickle. And a legal screen there called on Colorado School of Mines. That's going to go against number 30. That's going to go against Van Sickle. That's going to be Sammy's first. Nagiak brings it across. Kind of a two-guard front there. They go with Demps. Demps has that tipped away by Van Sickle. Nagiak. Good job by Harris, kind of batting that back to Nagiak, though. Nagiak to Harris. Harris gets a step inside, hesitates, goes up, and draws the foul. And just like the doctor ordered there, good job by Harris. Just catching, squaring up. They got that tip and kind of went past a little bit, but then Harris alertly just driving it to the bucket there. Good job by Kayla Harris. And heading to the free throw line. And able to knock that one down. Her first points of the evening there for Kayla Harris. 24-39 the score now. Just underway in the third there, 9:22. So a lot of time left for the Grizzlies. 2-for-2 there for Harris. 25-39. And Mines brings it up the floor there with Holter. Holter gives over to Stock. Van Sickle catches top of the key, and curling off of that is Pinto. Pinto puts that shot up. No good. Board pulled down there by Demps. And good job coming out on that one as they just forced a fairly difficult shot, but more important, we're there for the rebound there. No second shots as Demps catches, goes to Harris on the baseline, tries to drive, gets it up. Harris has Demps has an open look off the assist from Harris and knocks it down there by Demps. 28-39 the score now. Grizzlies trailing by 11. Actually make that 28-41 there. As three-pointer hit there by the School of Mines. Watson has it. Left side drives, gets into paint. And handle loss, but they're going to say that's a deflection off of Mines. Officials didn't really give a clear signal on that one, so Gutierrez to inbounds, looking for Nagiak. Nagiak backdoors, finally gets it, but right on the sideline, trapped right away. Ball tipped away, goes to Dimps. Dimps is going to be fouled, though. And that's going to go against Sammy Van Sickle. That's going to be her second. Gutierrez to inbounds now from the sideline, right in front of the scorer's table there. And she'll get it to Harris. Harris catches near the midline. And she'll just kind of take it. Mines playing man, so she's going to work against Stanton. Gets a step. And foul's going to go against Stanton. So good job there by Kayla Harris. Drawing two fouls in the early going. Grizzlies will inbounds now. 8:13 left. 41-28. Ordigger's leading. And Gutierrez gets it to Harris on the pop out. She'll take the three. No good. Tracks down a rebound, though. Tips it to Nagiak. Nagiak on the floor. And jump ball. Actually, timeout is the call there by the Grizzlies, so they'll get to keep that possession. We'll take a quick break. Grizzlies making a comeback here. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Adams State University, KSPK.
Looking for a personable yet professional attorney in the local area? Call the law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, today. Brenda specializes in Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcy, and her law firm is federally designated as a debt relief agency, able to guide you through the bankruptcy process. Brenda can also assist you with your estate planning, through the adoption process, or through the probate process. The law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, is here to serve you. Call 738-6304 or 888-438-9529.
Hey there, St. Louis Valley. This is Dr. Mendel from SLV Health's Surgery Department. With the kids at home and even mundane tasks like grocery shopping now more difficult, it can be tough to remember to take time for ourselves amidst the challenges of these uncertain times. Please take time for your own health, your wellness, and your annual exams. Our surgery department is open again and safe for care. Don't hesitate to let us help you with your gallbladder pain, hernia, colonoscopy, or other general surgical issue. Call us today at 719-589-8073 for a consultation. And please continue to practice good hygiene and take care of yourself.
Now, back to Adams State on KSPK.
And welcome back here to Blackie Hall, Adams State University, where the Grizzlies trailed by 13, 28-41 is the score here. We're just coming out of a timeout. Kind of a scrum for the loose ball there, but one of those ones. Grizzlies doing a better job battling for those off for those boards both on both ends of the court there. Gutierrez to inbounds. In front of the scorer's table there. They'll do a stack and they get it to Nagiak. Nagiak will pop into the backcourt. And Nagiak feeds Harris. Harris catches, takes it straight to the hole, hangs in the air, and draws the and one. And nice job there by Kayla Harris. Coming in as she's just able to get to the basket, very strong, very athletic, and cuts it to an 11-point lead and chance to cut it to 10 here from the free throw line. Harris with 4 points. Free throw no good, though. Back iron, rebound brought down Van Sickle, and she's going to get it to Pinto. Pinto working that left side. Circles back to the right, tries to turn the corner, beats Stanton. Stanton fakes and... That should have been a travel as she's clearly switched pivot foot, but lays that up and in with the left hand and gives the Ordiggers a 43-30 lead there. 7:31 to go in the third. Dempse catches, looking to drive. She goes in and draws some contact. Offensive foul, though, on Dempse as she runs into Liz Holter. And a little bit of a flop there by Holter, but she did get that position, so... The officials made the right call there. Holter working that right side. Gives to Stefik. Stefik to Pinto. Pinto working it around the perimeter. Gets it back. Stefik catches. Goes to Holter. Holter kicks it back out as they tried to force it to Pinto. Watson tips it away, but able to regain control of it. And battle for the board there, won by Van Sickle. And a three-point shot on the way up and in by Ashley Stefik. That's a tough one for the Grizzlies there, and definitely not for, you know, good battle inside there for that board, but that's just one of those bounces that went to mind there as Dempse on the attack now. Gets to Harris, top of the key, working against Van Sickle. Nagiak has it, gives to Watson. Watson drives baseline and draws a blocking foul on number 22, Liz Holter. So just a good, quick move there by Elena Watson. And sixth foul there on Mines, so Watson will head to the free throw line. Stanton going to come out now for Mines, along with Holters. They'll be replaced by Laura Lee Stock, as well as number 44, Megan Vandegraaff. And free throw no good by Watson. Grizzlies 2 for 4. And Watson connects on that one. 31-46. Grizzlies needing to get a stop there as Pinto brings it across the midline. Gets it to Van Sickle. Van Sickle goes inside. And Bell in the game now draws the foul as Megan Vandegraaff, as she caught, just kind of curled, took it to the left-hand side and drew the foul against number 34, Caitlin Bell. That's going to be her second. Bell came in and replaced Harris. Vandegraaff to the free throw line. First one, no good, off the back iron. In front of the rim, too. Second one coming up there for Vandegraaff. Looking for her first points. Second one off left rim. And Caitlin Bell able to track down the long rebound. Good hustle by her. Gets the outlet to Nagiek. Nagiek's going to bring it up the floor there. Mines back on defense. Gets the Demps. Demps goes to Bell. Bell has that tip from behind. And Steffick comes out of there with it. And being run down from behind is Watson. And good job by Watson blocking that out of bounds. She came flying out of nowhere on that one. 6:04 left to go here in the third. 31-46. Mines to inbounds. They'll go from a box set. And they'll kind of set a screen for Herrera. Herrera catches, drives. Strong athletic move there against Watson. And puts that up and in there. Good move there by Raven Herrera. Gives the Ordiggers a 48-31 lead. So that bench really making a difference. Nagiak with the move and hesitates. Nice Euro step by her. Lays that one up and in. So answering right back. But left open down the court there is Laura Lee Stock. And she's going to lay that up and in. Just caught the Grizzlies sleeping after that nice play by Nagiak. 33-50 the score. 5:30 left to go here in the third. Nagiak working that right side. Looking for a screen from Bell. Gets doubled, and Ordiggers were all over that as Steffick comes out of it, gets it up the floor quickly to Vandegraaff, and just like that, after cutting that lead to 11, the Ordiggers extend that back to 19 now. 33-52 the score here, 5:03 left to go here in the third. Nagiek has that tipped away again, and coming out of there with it is Stock. Stock passes it off to Van Sickle, and jump ball is the call as Megan Vandegraaff brought the ball down. Possession arrow is going to go to the Grizzlies. And we're going to take a quick timeout. 33-52 is the score. It'll be Grizzly ball when you come back. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to Adams State University Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK FM.
The snow is falling in the mountains, and you know what that means. That it's time to visit Mark's Outdoor Sports in Alamosa to pick out or order your new Polaris snowmobile or timber sled kit. For a limited time only at Mark's Outdoor Sports, you can get select Polaris snowmobiles with 0% financing for 48 months or rebates up to $1,750. Talk about a great deal for the holidays. Or if motorcycles are more your thing, but you don't want to give them up for the winter. Mark's Outdoor Sports is offering financing as low as 4.99% for 48 months or up to $750 in rebates on select timber sled kits. Demand is high right now, so if we don't have what you want on the floor, we would be happy to order in for you. Come on in and see us at Mark's Outdoor Sports, where we can fuel all your adrenaline needs. Visit our website at www.marksoutdoorsports.biz. Call us at 719-589-2774 or toll free at 888-666-2757. Email us at sales@marksoutdoorsports.biz. Or stop on by at 235 Craft Drive in Alamosa. Mark's Outdoor Sports. We don't just sell equipment, we sell excitement. KSPK.
And welcome back to Adams State University, where the Ordiggers, after the Grizzlies cut it down to 11, extended to a 19-point lead. And You know, going into this one, I talked about the depth of the Grizzlies, but man, that's really been the depth of the Ore Diggers. McClure brings it across the midline. She's going to be defended, though, by number 23, Josephine Howery. And just being really aggressive, they're able to trap Laura Gutierrez there. It's going to go out of bounds off of Mines, but the Grizzlies will inbounds from the sideline. They'll do a stack, and they get it to McClure, and they'll just kind of pop her back, but she's going to be met by Howery there at the midline, and Howery, a really tough on-the-ball defender, gives to Demps. Demps being defended by Herrera. Demps drives against Herrera and just loses the handle, and that's just good drive there by Demps. You know, that's definitely what you're looking for, aggressive going to the hole, but Herrera just really good defensively, able to get her to dribble it off the leg there. Pass stolen, though, by Elena Watson. She's going to go up and lay that in. Watson with her third point. We'll see if she's able to get going on this one. Traffic brings it across the midline now for the Grizzlies. 35-52, the score, going inside, stolen by Demps. 3-on-2 fast break. Demps is tripped up from behind there by Herrera as she kind of did a Herrera hustling to get back into play, and Demps kind of trying to do a little hesitation dribble. Drew that contact there, and that's going to be the third one against Raven Herrera. So it looks like she'll come out, but doesn't get any easier as Denali Pinto comes in and replaces her. Pinto, their leading scorer. And she's been hot tonight as she has 11 leading all scorers. Peyton Demps to the free throw line, though, for two. And nothing but net on the first one. Demps with 3 points now. Correction, four. And doesn't quite get the roll on that one. Rebound brought down by Pinto. And Pinto's going to bring it across the midline. She's going to set up the play. Goes to the left side. They set a back screen for Pinto. Pinto catches on the block. Hands off to Holter. Holter reverse layup. Blocked but fouled by Demps. So I believe that's going to be the third on Peyton Demps. And that is the case. She'll come out. She's going to be replaced by number 13, Selena Watson, as number 22, Liz Holter, goes to the free throw line and connects on that one. 36-53 the score now. And second free throw on the way. Nothing but net there for Liz Holter. She now has 8 points. And I'll tell you, Mines just keeps coming at you. They have a seemingly unlimited supply of 5'9", 5'10". Athletic players there. Watson handling, crosses over, kicks it out to Gutierrez. Gutierrez, 3-point shot, back iron, no good. Rebound brought down Pinto. Pinto will start the fast break there for Mines. Gets it up the floor to Stefik. Stefik, skip pass across. Holter. Holter gets it to Baum. Baum goes, tries to go inside. Tipped away, though, by the Grizzlies. Coming out of there with it is Selena Watson. She leads the fast break there. Kicks it out to McClure. McClure, jump shot, no good. Long rebound comes out. Baum. Baum gets it to Pinto. Pinto up to Stefik. A nice job running the floor there by the Ore Diggers as they get it to Van de Graaff running the floor there. And just good job with the spacing there. That's kind of like your classic Carolina fast break there. 20-point lead now. Watson working against Baum. Tries to cross over, step back, gives to Gutierrez, sets a pick, rolls. Open temporarily, gets it to McClure. McClure fakes it, pull-up jump shot from the wing, in and out, no good. Selena Watson, offensive board, hangs on the rim, no good. Offensive board, Caitlin Bell puts the ball on the floor, though, and has that stolen there by Stefik. Stefik leading the fast break, gets it out to Baum, tipped out of there by McClure. Watson comes out of there with it, gets it up the floor to Bell. And Bell, as she's trying to bring it in, mishandles it, gets it to Selena Watson. Selena Watson knocks down the jumper there. 38-56 the score now. Grizzlies trail by 18. 2:18 to go here in the third. Pinto back to Holter. Holter to Baum. Working around the perimeter there as Stefik has it on the elbow. Back to Baum. Back to Holter. Holter, nice crossover. Puts up the difficult going to her left, puts it up with the right hand off the glass. And, gosh, if you're Coach Green, you want to force that shot. She just happened to make it. McClure tries to clear out that left side, hands off to Watson. Watson tries to turn the corner. Had it, but handed off to Selena Watson. Selena Watson puts up the floater, up and in there. And so some offense coming off the bench there for the Grizzlies from the freshman, Selena Watson. Holter brings it up the floor there for Mines. Hands off to Pinto. Pinto, pull up jump shot, long two, no good. But flying in for the rebound is Stefik. And that's a difficult one as they reverse it around the perimeter and they get it to Van de Graaff. And that's going to give them a 20-point lead once again. Grizzlies getting some offense going, but they've got to get some stops here. Watson shakes a little bit, kicks out. And that's going to be a foul against Pinto. And that's going to send Elena Watson to the free throw line. Grizzlies looking a little bit gassed, though, as they're going to send in a bunch of subs on that one. We'll see how it all shakes out. Number 20, Haley Eves, coming back in the game now for the Grizzlies. She'll replace McClure. Elena Watson to the free throw, and it looks like Nagiak is going to replace her after the free throws. Able to get that on the roll there for Elena Watson. Kind of coming alive here offensively. She has four now. Lines up her second. And nothing but net on that one, too, as Nagiak gets ready to come into the game. And we'll see if the Grizzlies try to pressure a little bit. Looks like they're going to send Nagiak up three-quarter court to kind of harass Holter a little bit. Holter gets it across the midline. Goes to the left-hand side, reverses back around to the right-hand side with Stefik. Stefik looking for a cutter. And penetrates, kicks it out to Howry. Howry back out to Van de Graaff. Van de Graaff gets it inside Holter. And Watson coming out of there with the rebound. Gets it up the floor on that left-hand side to Eves, and Eves knocks down the long three with bomb in her face, 45-60. Howry on the attack, though, kicks, gets it to a cutting Liz Holter, and that's going to draw the foul there. And just a good job by Howry, the freshman, just getting that penetration there, drew the defenders, and then just an alert cut there by Holter, and that's just a good play, and that's going to send Liz Holter to the free throw line for two. Liz Holter with 11 and make that 12. Holter comes in averaging 6.3 a game. Senior guard out of Gilbert, Arizona. And knocks down the second one as well. So she has 12 points now for her. 62-45 the score now. 29 seconds left in the third. And Selena Watson will get it to Nagiak. Nagiak's going to bring it across the midline. And looking for a screen there from Shell. Nagiak picks up the dribble, tries to get it to Ruiz on the back door, but stolen by Howry. And getting it up the sideline there is Holter. 10 seconds on the clock now. She'll set up the play, looking for a screen from Van de Graaff. Denies it, goes left, puts up that floater again. Contact, offensive foul drawn by Nagiak. And good job. Liz Holter had burned him on that move just about three plays ago. But, Nagiak actually on the bench when that happened. But that's just a sign of a good ball player there. Nagiak, a freshman. And heaves a three-quarter court shot as time expires. No good. And a score at the end of three, 45-62. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Adams State University, KSPK. Life is wonderful. But it's not always smooth sailing. And for those times, Jackson Law is your strength. Mark Jackson is the one you need and want in your corner when life throws you those curveballs. With over 10 years of experience in civil and criminal trials throughout the Western U.S., he has the experience and expertise you want. Need someone to be there for you? turn to the best. Let Mark Jackson at Jackson Law be your strength. Call 719-480-7171, located at 517 4th Street in Alamosa. Jackson Law. Give them a call today. 719-480-7171. Se habla español.
KSPK FM.
And at the end of three, the Grizzlies trail by 17. They went into it trailing by 16, cut it down to 11. And it's kind of one of those ones now that where once they got in that hole in the second quarter, it's kind of been back and forth. They'll make a little run, cutting it to 11, cutting it to 13. But then Mind's able to answer and kind of stretch that out. So still a lot of time left, 10 minutes. Of course, getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. But Grizzlies got to be, you know, if they're going to get back in this, they have to make kind of a sustained run. And doing a better job in the third quarter on the boards, but still, you know, and part of that is just Mines. They're probably about 2 inches bigger across the board for the lineup is about 2 inches bigger than the Grizzlies. And so it's one of those ones, like any kind of mistake, Mines is able to capitalize on it. Mines is going to start with the ball there on the sideline there. As they get it to Holter, she'll be defended by Nagiak. And Nagiak just kind of getting up there, putting a little pressure, trying to get those crossovers there. Holter will go right side, and they'll use a slip screen to Pinto. Pinto's three-point shot, no good. Offensive board, though, pulled down there by Stanton, and then they'll get it to the cutter there and put that up and in, and that's back to a 19-point lead. They've led by as much as 20. Nagiak gets it to Eves. Eves, three-point shot, back iron, no good. Rebound brought down there by Van Sickle. Van Sickle looking up the floor there, goes to Stanton. Stanton lays that up and in. Nice pass there by Van Sickle, and that extends to a 21-point lead now for the War Diggers. 45-66, 9:15 left to go. Nagiak gets it across the midline. And just kind of working on that top. They try to jump that. They get it to Shill. Shill unable to bring it in. Stefik gets it up the floor, 2-on-1. Nagiak back. And Nagiak fouls her, but honestly, that's a good one. There wasn't a chance of that shot getting up. Stefik's going to have to go to the free throw line and earn them. Stefik averaging 9.7. She's, their third leading scorer. And Stefik with 6 on the evening. 66-45 the score, though. 8:57 to go. And Stefik to the line for 2. And nails the first one. 22-point lead. That's their biggest thus far. And nails the second one as well. So 23, the biggest lead now. Nagiak takes the inbounds from Ruiz. She's in there along with Selena Watson, Caitlin Bell, and Eves. Nagiak, good shot fake, but then tried to pass across. Probably should have went up with that. Has that stolen there by Holter. And Holter goes to Van Sickle. Van Sickle looking inside, swings it over to Stefik instead. And Pinto able to get it to Holter, and Holter with a hot hand assist goes to Denali Pinto. Impressive player there as they now lead by 25. Nagiak picks up the dribble, top of the key, skip pass, Eves. Eves looking inside, has Bell, but puts up the floater, drives in and out. Bell with the rebound, puts the ball on the floor, kicks it out, and throws that out of bounds as she was trying to get it to Ruiz. And that's going to go back to School of Mines there with a 25-point lead. And miscommunication there as Caitlin Bell comes out with it there and gets it to Ruiz. Ruiz swings it across to Eves. Eves, they leave Nagiak open in the corner. Three-point shot, no good. Long rebound brought down Van Sickle. And Van Sickle with 9 rebounds now for them as they get it up the floor quickly. Three-point shot on the way. Going up strong, though, is Eves. Eves comes down with the board, pushes the tempo, gets it up the floor. Kicks it out to Ruiz. Ruiz, three-point shot, rattles it home. And good job there by Eves, pushing tempo. and getting the transition three there for the Grizzlies. They cut the lead to 22. 48-70 is the score here, 7:24, so still a lot of time. Nikiak guarding Stanton. Stanton goes to Van Sickle, and good ball movement there by Mines. Stanton has it top of the key, goes back around to Pinto. Pinto working against Nikiak. Big size advantage there. They set the screen, go down to Van Sickle. Van Sickle's going to be bumped from behind, though, by Stephanie Ruiz. And that's a tough one, as they had that shot clock all the way down to 4 seconds. Raven Herrera coming back in for Colorado School of Mines, along with Harris for the Grizzlies. Harris swinging around there as they tried to get inside to Herrera. Stolen by Harris. Now she's leading the fast break. Eurostep hangs. Had some contact. No foul called, though. Eves catches on the outside. Kicks it back out. That was Selena Watson with that offensive board. And she'll take the three now from the wing. No good. Rebound brought down Courtney Stanton. And I tell you, Stanton is tough on that. Get up the floor quickly to Herrera. Herrera kicks it out to Pinto. Pinto's three-point shot. No good. Long rebound pulled down there by Nagiak. One on two. She'll drive against Stanton. Puts that shot up. No good. And Selena Harris is going to go over the back there and draw the foul. 48-70 the score here. 6:30 left to go. And Pinto and Holter coming out of the game now for Mines. And I'll tell you, I don't think it gets any easier sending those out as you get Josephine Howery at the point guard. And she dribbles right side, goes to Herrera. Herrera looking for a cutter. Gives to Stefik. Stefik back to Howery. And working it around the stock. Gives to Herrera. Herrera pull-up jump shot off. No good. Board pulled down by Bell. And Bell's going to hand it off to Selena Watson. Gives to Nagiak. Nagiak across the midline. Looking for a cutter there. Gets it to Harris. Harris has it right side. Swings it over to Eves. Eves with the long three. Nails it. And Eves, impressive, coming off the bench there for the Grizzlies. Mines on the attack now. And difficult Euro step there put in by Laura Lee Stock. Nagiak with the ball, working right-hand side, gets a step on Howery. Draws a rotation over from Stanton. Rebound, no shot, no good, though. Stefik comes out of there with a rebound for Mines and tried to get it up the floor to Stock, but Stock unable to track that one down. That's going to go out of bounds and back to the Grizzlies. 51-72, though, 21-point lead. 5:20 left to go. Grizzlies, if they're going to get back in this one, definitely need to make a run here as Nagiak and Selena Watson will come out. Grizzlies go with Harris, McClure, Eves, Bell, and Gutierrez. Harris catches, crosses over, and nice feed to Caitlin Bell. Puts that up and in, and just tell you, Kayla Harris, that impressive pass there off of that drive. Herrera catches, has it on the baseline, kicks it back out to Howery, goes back out to Pinto, and back over to Stocks. Stock back to Howery. Herrera looking to drive, goes left side. Pinto steps out for the three and hits that right over Eves. And so answering right back, and that gives the Mines a 22-point lead again. 53-75 the score. 4:30 left to go here. Harris catches, crosses, fakes up and under, gives to McClure. McClure open on the drive, gives it to Eves. Eves will shoot the three. Shot goes around, no good. Bell with the offensive board, though. And Caitlin Bell's going to get fouled. And I think we're going to take a timeout here. 75-53, Grizzlies trail, 4:26 to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
San Luis Valley Health is now scheduling patients 70 and older for COVID-19 vaccines. Call 719-587-1355 to schedule an appointment. Please leave your name and phone number in the event that you are prompted to leave a message, and our staff will return your call. Patients should plan to get their first and second vaccination dose from the same location and provider. For more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, please visit our website at sanluisvalleyhealth.org or call 587-1355.
Listening to Adam State on KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, the exclusive home of Grizzly Athletics.
And welcome back to Adam State University. Grizzlies getting ready to inbound underneath their own basket. They trail 53-75, 30 inbound. Looking for Bell, gets it to Ruiz. Ruiz looking inside for Bell, but is covered up inside. Reverses back around to the right-hand side. There goes to Harris, and Harris has been hot. Jab step, puts a three-point shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Pinto. And Denali Pinto, just an impressive player there as she's just filling up the stats. Passes it off to the right-hand side to Stock. Gives it back to Pinto, left side. Back to Nichols. Nichols kicks it around the horn there to Herrera. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Go inside, shot goes up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bell, and Bell will hand back to McClure. McClure brings it across the midline. And she's going to be doubled, tries to go for the backdoor pass. Bell comes out of there with it, but she's going to be tied up. Possession arrow is going to go to the Grizzlies, though. Grizzlies will inbounds underneath their own basket, so McClure... they'll do a stack near the free throw line. And let's see what they're able to get off of that. Well covered there by the Ordiggers, but maybe a little too well. Foul is going to be called on number 40, Shelby Nichols. Back to the Grizzlies. McClure looking inside, goes to Harris. Harris catches on that short corner, gets to Ruiz on the cut. Shot blocked, though, by Pinto. And that's going to go... Caitlin Bell tried to catch it. They did have her arm. She was complaining to the official about that, but also had her foot out of bounds on the baseline. So that's going to go back to the Ordiggers as Howery brings it up the floor for them. Gets it to Shelby Nichols. And back to Howery. Howery catches. Nice shot fake. Drives. Hangs in the air. Shot no good. Battle for the board. Nichols comes out of there with it for the Ordiggers. Howery saves it. Back to Nichols, and three-point shot on the way by Pinto, and Bell finally comes out of there with it. Kept alive, though, by Harris. Bell takes the dribble out of there, gives back to Harris. Harris brings it across the midline, and they'll go kind of with a 1-4 low set. And I think they called a carry there on Harris working at the top of the key. I was looking at some of the action there away from the ball. 53-75 the score here, just inside 3 minutes, though. Grizzlies still putting a lot of pressure on the ball, though, as they get it to Stock. Stock being guarded by Gutierrez. Howery kicks it around to Nichols. Nichols gets it to Stock. Stock drives baseline. Stopped by Bell. Bell comes out of there with it. Gives to Elena Watson back in the game now. She penetrates, kicks it to Gutierrez. Gutierrez, three-point shot up and in. And nice pass there by Elena Watson. 56-75 the score now. 19-point lead, though, with 2:20 left to go. Howery working against Gutierrez. Gets a step, drives. Contact with Ruiz. No foul called. Watson comes down with the board. And Watson working that right-hand side. Goes back to Ruiz. Ruiz may have gotten away with a travel there. Shot fake. Goes up. Bell turns the other way. Howery comes out of there with it. Ruiz going back to try to stop her, but unable to get there in time as Howery with the steal and layup. 56-77, the score now with 1:51 left to go here. Ruiz has it on that left wing, goes to Gutierrez. Gutierrez dribbles back to Ruiz. Ruiz has Bell one-on-one inside. Bell tried to go to Watson. Watson comes down with a good hustle there, swings it bound to Ruiz, left baseline, and knocks down the long two there. Good hustle by the Grizzlies. And I'm not sure if I... And just doing some substitutions here. 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick break. Actually, scratch that. We are not taking a quick break. The officials faked me out on that one. Eves coming back in the game now for the Grizzlies. Haley Eves doing a good job on the bench for them. Mines inbounds, they give to Howry. Howry's going to be met at half court there by Haley Eves. Howry working that left side there. 17 seconds on the shot clock. And Ordigger's not in any kind of hurry here as Howry swings it around, gives to Nichols. Nichols feeds it down inside to Van de Graaff, and travel is going to be the call there. Good defense there by Caitlin Bell. 1:05 to go on this one. Grizzlies trail at 58-77. So at this point, just looking to get a good shot here. Ruiz working that left-hand side. Coach Green calls in the plays. He's doubled. Picks up the dribble, able to get it to Gutierrez. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Long skip pass to Ruiz is stolen and laid up and in by number 40, Shelby Nichols. 44 seconds to go there as Gutierrez catches, goes back to Ruiz. Ruiz brings it across the midline, 58-79 the score. And Gutierrez looking for Bell, goes back to Selena Watson. And Selena Watson skip pass over to Eves. Eves puts up the three, back iron, no good. Long rebound pulled down Bell. She'll kick out to Ruiz. Ruiz puts that up and knocks it down. 79-61, 23 seconds though, no shot clock left on this one. As Howery's going to bring it across the midline there, 15 seconds. And she's just kind of looking to dribble that out as she gets it over to Baum. Baum goes right back to Howery. And Howery just trying to keep that count going. Nice behind the back move though. Eves having to press a little bit. 5 seconds, and actually 0.5 seconds, and that'll do it. Our final score here, 79-61. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the post-game show. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Adams State University, KSPK.
Life is wonderful. But it's not always smooth sailing. And for those times, Jackson Law is your strength. Mark Jackson is the one you need and want in your corner when life throws you those curveballs. With over 10 years of experience in civil and criminal trials throughout the Western U.S., he has the experience and expertise you want. Need someone to be there for you? Turn to the best. Let Mark Jackson at Jackson Law be your strength. Call 719-480-7171, located at 517 4th Street in Alamosa. Jackson Law. Give them a call today. 719-480-7171. Se habla español.
Cut the cord. Dump the dish. How much do you pay for cable or satellite TV each month? $100, $150, $200, $250, or even more? Let me guess, you think that's crazy. But you ask yourself, what other choice do I have, right? Did you know that cable and satellite companies have been lying to you for years? There is a free alternative to cable and satellite, and all you need is an antenna. And you don't even have to pay to get your local channels. That's right, they're free. Many areas have 10, 20, 30 or more channels available, all in HD quality, all for free. What are you waiting for? Cut the cord. Dump the dish. Go to AntennaWeb.org and click the button that says, click here to start. Enter your zip code or address to see what channels are available where you live and what antenna you need to watch them. That's AntennaWeb.org. Get free TV for just the cost of an antenna. No recurring fees, no monthly billing. Free. AntennaWeb.org.
Adam State lives on KSPK.
And welcome back to Adams State University here. Our final score, 79-61. And in the end, basically, kind of what it came down to from what I could see was basically just that dominant second quarter there by Colorado School of Mines. They're a pretty relentless team, and honestly, hats off to them. They're very tall, very athletic. They have some good shooters, just a lot of good all-around basketball players there. And again, they come out victorious 79-61. Grizzlies kept fighting the entire time, but it seemed like every time the Grizzlies would cut into the lead, Mines would answer back. So they'd make a little 5 or 6 point run, they'd cut it to 11 points, cut it to 13 points, but then they'd go on another 6-0 run on their own with Mines. So they're able to put away the Grizzlies. That's going to drop their record down to 3-10. Still keep them in 11th place in the RMAC there. But good luck to Colorado School of Mines. We'll see how they do as they move into the postseason there. Tomorrow night will be the last game for the Grizzlies as they go up against Regis. Tomorrow we'll be bringing you that game live here. Going to do a quick scoring breakdown. First for the visiting Colorado School of Mines Ore Diggers, Holter finishing with 15 points, and just good all-around game for her as well. 5 steals defensively, and 6 for 6 from the free throw line. So she comes in averaging 6.3, but good game there by the senior. Denali Pinto finished with 16, but just a very impressive player there. 16 points on 6 for 13 shooting. 2 for 7 from the three-point line. Also had 7 rebounds to go with that, and they gave her credit for 2 assists, but I think it was probably a little bit more than that, as she had some really good passes, good ball movement by the whole team, but in particular by Pinto. Very unselfish play by her, and very impressed with what she brought. Van Sickle finished with 3, but 10 rebounds for her along with 4 assists. Stanton with 8 points and 5 boards, but just 4 steals as well, but just a good job by her kind of moving the ball around. Stefik finishes with 8, Stock with 11, Herrera with 4, Howery with 4, Nichols with 3, Baum with 1, and Vandegraaff with 6. For the Grizzlies, Laura Gutierrez finishes with 7 points. Angeline Negiak finishes with 5. Elena Watson with 5, Peyton Demps with 4, Caitlin Bell with 6, Selena Watson with 4, Haley Eves with 6, Kayla McClure with 6, and Stephanie Ruiz coming off the bench with 14 points on 5 for 12 shooting and 4 for 8 from the 3-point line there, leading scorer for the Grizzlies in today's ballgame. And finally, Kayla Harris finishes with 4, but really did a good job kind of spearheading a little. You know, when they made that run, when they cut it to 11, a lot of that was Kayla Harris in there. She finishes with 5 assists and a board to go with that as well. Once again, our final score is 79-61. We've got about 20 minutes for the men tip-off. We'll be bringing that one to you live, but in the meantime, we'll take a quick little break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KSPK.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
Foreclosure.
Garnishment.
IRS problems.
How can I handle all this?
What am I going to do?
Is a bankruptcy right for me?
Brenda S. Getz, attorney at law, specializes in both Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. It's not as expensive as you may think. Get the IRS off your back. Stop the calls and get that pile of bills off your desk and off your mind. Make an appointment today. Your initial consultation is free. Brenda S. Getz, PC, a federally designated debt relief agency. Call 738-6304 or 1-888-43
Time to enjoy more of Southern Colorado's best country music on KSPK.
find it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights. It was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging and a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can